I want to be able to enjoy meals with my family. I want to be able to eat the same things as them. I want to be able to be the best role model to them and teach them how to love their body and how to listen to their internal cues.
Hey, I'm Jackie Kirshen, obsessed with all things sustainable weight loss, mindful eating, transforming minds, and empowering you. I'm a registered dietitian and mom who's lost 65 pounds and grew a successful coaching business helping other women do the same. Join me to learn tried and true weight loss secrets while healing your relationship with food and your body. You'll get unfiltered real talk, support, and some tough Jackie love as we dive into motherhood, mindset shift, entrepreneurship, and mastering this crazy thing called life. Think of this as your one-stop shop for a coffee date with your best friend, guide, and mentor mixed with weight loss coaching. Tune in to be challenged, encouraged, and laugh as we change lives together. Welcome to the Mindful Nutritionist Show.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Mindful Nutritionist Show. I have a fun one for you today. I get asked all the time, how do you incorporate mindful eating and with, you know, especially weight loss for, you know, the person, but what about for the rest of my family, right? How do I make this fun for my family? How do I get my family involved? How do I not make 40 different meals, right? And me having this small side wilted, boring salad and my family goes and eats pizza, right? And I'm so tired of making a meal for this person, a meal for this person, a meal for this person. What do I do? Well, I have five incredible tips for you to practice and incorporate mindful eating for weight loss with the whole family, aka how you can make meals the whole family can actually share and love. So I'm really excited about today's episode. And for those of you that don't know me, hi, I'm Jackie. I am a registered dietitian. I am a weight loss dietitian. I'm your mindful eating dietitian, known as the Mindful Nutritionist. And not only have I been through my own 65-pound weight loss journey and kept it off these last 14 years, but I've helped hundreds of other women do the same, heal their relationship with food so they can sustainably lose weight while eating the foods they love. And I'm excited to share these tips with you because I struggled with it. I'm going to be honest, especially as a new mom. And even when Todd and I, my husband now, we started dating and, you know, it was hard because before I was only taking care of myself and I was only feeding myself, and especially during weight loss. And, you know, I've been through it because I was going through postpartum weight loss. So I know exactly what you're going through. And it does take a little bit more preparation, but I want to preface, if you're on a mindful weight loss journey, that doesn't mean the rest of your family has to be, but there's a way, a beautiful way that you incorporate mindful eating so you can reach your weight loss goals and the whole family is happy and you guys can eat the same food and have a blast together. So I am not going to keep you too long. If you're like, yes, I'm here for it. I need the tips. I want to be able to feel best in my body and not have my family suffer and also not myself by making a million years, make sure you subscribe, make sure that you tune in because I'm going to have so many more of these golden nuggets. I hear from you guys all the time. I love getting these questions. So again, if you have more questions, please send them my way, but let's get today's episode. Okay. So I'm really excited because I probably gotten this question a million times. And so the real question was, how do I make meals for myself that support my weight loss journey that my whole family will love? And I wanted to expand it a little bit more about how you can practice and incorporate mindful eating for weight loss with the whole family, right? So that, again, that doesn't mean that like I am, you know, promoting that, you know, someone in your family who does not need to lose weight. Like, for example, my daughter, Olivia, she's 2 years old, right? I want her to eat all the foods that she wants to eat, but I want her to practice mindful eating. And I'll get to some examples of that. So let's get to my top five tips. So my first one, and again, none of these are probably earth shattering and like, oh my God, but you probably don't really think about them and how you can incorporate them. So take notes. Number one, find foods or cuisines that the entire family likes and use mindful swaps to make your life easy. So that is the first thing that I do. I'm like, okay, well, what does Todd like to eat? What does Olivia like to eat? What do I like to eat as collectively a family? So that's how a lot of my simple, easy recipes that are really healthy and also have healthy swaps to support weight loss. Again, I'm not in weight loss mode because I'm pregnant, but definitely after come July, I will be in my mindful weight loss journey, which I cannot wait to share with you. So that's where a lot of my recipes were born, like my Mexican quinoa casserole, my zucchini, turkey zucchini lasagna, my chicken parm casserole, all of these things that I'm like, okay, what does Todd like to eat? And what can I make that I also enjoy? So it's really about finding the things that your family likes and finding those mindful swaps that are going to support you. So again, you guys know all the things, right? You swap your white, you know, refined noodles, and you can do whole wheat, you can do like a chickpea, like a banza, a red lentil, a cauliflower, hearts of palm, zucchini, like I mentioned, spaghetti squash. I mean, literally, come on, guys, we're in 2024. There is a product for everything. Like, I can't even keep up with it anymore. So, for example, let's say you guys want to do pizza night, right? It doesn't mean that you can't have pizza, but what about making cauliflower pizza or the bonza pizza? And even I have my own three-ingredient pizza on my Instagram page, so make sure you go check it out. But again, that was something like Todd was like, I really want pizza. And instead of us going out and I'm Papa John's girl, that's what I grew up with. People are probably like, that's disgusting. I know people like Pizza Hut or Domino's, or, you know, yell at me if you want. But I mean, definitely dipping the crust in garlic butter sauce that I used to do. I mean, it was so heavy saturated fat, heavy sodium, heavy calorically. I mean, all the things. So there are so many ways that you can actually make it fun with them, right? Have your kids help you when it comes to, you know, taking the rice cauliflower and making the dough, adding their different toppings. And again, it's customized. So do you see how you can still have pizza night, but you don't have to also kind of, you know, I don't want to say like set back your goals by having those things, but yeah, Papa John's dipped in garlic butter is not going to support your weight loss goals. So having a healthy, fun, mindful alternative and swap is going to support you. Another thing that, you know, when you're doing like Mexican, so if you want to do kind of like build your own tacos, again, you can make those mindful swaps using a Siete tortilla or Mr. Tortilla for the tacos, or even having like a taco salad, right? So for us, Todd, when we do Mexican, I love having like more of the fajitas, and so does he, but he wants to have it in a burrito and I want to have it in like a taco salad. So what do? We make the fajita mixture together with the ground turkey. We have compromise. So we'll do like the lean 93. He tried the 99. He's like, oh, too dry. I was like, okay, again, compromise. So we still have a lean meat. We have a beautiful, delicious seasoning that we use. And I do peppers, I do onions. So we have like the main mixture together. And then I top that on my salad where he has it in his burrito. We have guacamole together. We have salsa together. He adds cheese. I'm dairy free, so I can't. But again, this is a way where like we can still have a meal together as a family. And it's just modified, right? Again, you can use when it comes to like building, you know, your taco night or your salad bowl, whatever, that's where you can make your mindful swaps, right? So again, instead of using, you know, an 80-20, use a leaner option. You can use low-fat cheese. Instead of sour cream, you can use a light version or even Greek yogurt for it. I promise your kids are not even going to notice it. So I want you to think of themes, right? Monday night pizza, taco Tuesday. So just really exploring the different cuisines. And even, you know, last night, Todd and I ordered Thai. We got to order Thai together, but I ordered my tom yum with chicken and we shared the tofu spring rolls. And it's so funny because he's now on his own mindful weight loss journey or trying to eat healthier. So he said, like, instead of having my pad thai, what's some healthier options? So I kind of walked him through having the curry, getting, you know, extra veggies, light sauce, brown rice, things like that. So again, we still got to enjoy a meal together. And it was something that I didn't feel like I was missing out. He didn't feel like he was missing out. I didn't have to, again, I ordered, but for the other nights and the other examples, like I don't have to make a million meals. And guess what? Olivia gets leftovers. So it's a really great way also to expose the kids to the appreciation of different cultures and a diversity of foods and textures and flavors. And so again, like thinking kind of globally, what are the cuisines that you guys like as a family and making it exciting, like a little culinary adventure together, right? So that's tip number one. Tip number two, get them involved. It has been so fun. Olivia will take her little, I don't even know what you call it, her little like standing chair or whatever, and she'll mix the Kodiak pancakes when we're making it. And she'll mash up the banana with me. I mean, again, you know, I'm doing 99% of the mashing, but it's so cute. And she'll help me mix it and put in like the chopped walnuts. She'll watch me flip them. She'll watch me make her egg, and I'll give her a little bit of cheese on the side as I'm making her omelet and really getting them involved. So again, Olivia's two. So for those of you that have older kids, ask them, like, you know, maybe giving, you know, one of your children, you know, it's their night to choose the recipe, right? It's their night to choose the cuisine. And that's when you guys find the swaps together, right? So they can choose the recipe for the week, and it's their job. Give them that autonomy to make it more mindful and plan ahead, go grocery shopping together, and have them choose the ingredients, have them lead the way, right? Make a game out of it. Maybe it has to have at least, you know, three colors or X amount of veggies or two different sources of lean protein. I don't know. I'm just, you know, talking off the top of my head, but get them involved, whether it's chopping or adding things to the Instapot. Again, Olivia mixing, get them involved and have them be excited about what they're creating with you. So that's number two. Number three, make mindful mealtime rituals. This is so important because when it comes to, especially like the way that we're growing up now today, it's not like how it used to be in the 40s and the 50s and 60s. Again, before, you know, sitting down with TV dinners, it used to be sitting at the table, having conversations. And now it's like, okay, I'm driving this kid to soccer and I'm driving this one to volleyball and this one to basketball. And then I have to do this and then laundry and this kid's eating, like, and I get it, guys. I'm not saying that you can't have extracurricular activities. Obviously, I'm not at that point yet. So I'm sure I'll be asking you for advice when I get there, but making mealtimes as a family, prioritizing. So the one thing that I loved about when I lived in Italy, when I studied abroad in Florence, is that we sat down as a family and our dinner would be like an hour, hour and a half. And we would sit down and be present. We would all have the same food. Again, my host mom, I love you, Vittoria. She would make me like a minestrone soup instead of the pasta. That's when I found out I was gluten intolerant. And it was just such a beautiful thing to be able to sit down together as a family and have conversation together and really be present. And it made this like mindful atmosphere and it was relaxed and it really instilled the importance of sitting down together, putting away, there was no distractions. We didn't have our phones. There was no TV. And we just were able to be present in practicing the mindful eating behaviors. And this is what I teach my ladies inside Mindful Weight Loss Academy. And that's how you connect to your cues, right? That's how you understand when you're satisfied to get you in that natural calorie deficit, is that you don't need to finish your meal. You're not distracted. You're not eating in the car. And again, I'm not like trying to make you feel bad if you are the mom that is like literally eating on the go, stopping kids. Like, you got to do what you got to do in life, right? But if you can at least once a week or twice a week prioritize making mindful mealtime rituals with your family so you can highlight the benefits of practicing mindful eating, right? It can improve digestion, slowing down, better connection to your hunger and fullness cues, and better conversation. Learn what your kids are doing at school. Have a conversation with your hubby. It's so funny because I feel like sometimes I talk to people and they're like, yeah, I haven't seen my husband. I'll talk to him later. And again, like, I understand people have, you know, jobs and they're traveling and things like that, but it is important if you can foster that mindful mealtime ritual as a family, everyone, maybe make it fun. You know, one of your kids gets to choose the topic of the night, and, or, you know, when people play like, what is it? Roses and thorns and things like that. Like, you get to, you know, do something together, play a game afterwards, right? Someone gets to choose, you do Uno or a fast 10, whatever it's called. There's a phase 10, whatever it's, that if you have not tried that game, it is seriously so addictive. It's so fun. But my point is, again, make that mindful mealtime ritual to foster mindful eating behaviors for your kids. Teach them what you're doing. One of my clients, Kathy, sent me this beautiful message about how it was so amazing to watch her children not finish their meal when they went out to eat. And all of the other people at the table were just so stuffed. And, you know, you feel like you have to, you know, kind of like roll over, unbutton your pants, go for a walk. And she was so proud as a mother who is in Mindful Weight Loss Academy with me as one of my clients. I'm teaching her the same principles and she's instilling and passing it on to her kids. And she was so proud to see that they, when they were done, they were satisfied. And that is something that I love being able to teach to Olivia's as well. Before I get into tip 4 and 5, speaking of Kathy, speaking of Mindful Weight Loss Academy, if this is something that you're like, wow, like I want to be able to enjoy meals with my family. I want to be able to eat the same things as them. I want to be able to be the best role model to them and teach them how to love their body and how to listen to their internal cues. Then I would love for you to go down into the links in the show note and apply to Mindful Weight Loss Academy. Let me teach you how you can live a balanced life and be that best role model for your kids so you can have energy to chase after them, so you can feel confident in your body, so you can look in the mirror, look at a family photo, go on a family vacation and not have to worry about food, what you're going to eat, what you're allowed to eat. Is it on the list? Is it how many points? I want you to be able to live life, because what's the point of living if we're not having fun? And it is possible for you to lose weight, eat the foods you love, and heal your relationship with food in your body. That's exactly what I'm going to teach you inside Mindful Weight Loss Academy. And if that is something that you want in 2024 and beyond, so you can teach that to your children, just as I'm teaching to mine, apply to Mindful Weight Loss Academy and Diet Culture at You. And that leads me to tip number 4, make mindful eating fun and educate them about the benefits of nutrition and mindful eating. It's about really emphasizing how important it is to connect to those hunger and fullness cues and satisfaction, rather just snacking out of habit, or again, things that I used to do as a child. So I was literally done with my homework, I'd go down and get a snack, right? Like, it was just autopilot. And now, instead of eating out of habit or boredom, I'm really teaching Olivia how to listen to her internal cues. It is the best thing to see her when I give her a cookie, or again, she asks for things and she has half of it, and she comes up to me with her cute little hand with like half of the cookie and she goes, "All done." And it is so beautiful that she knows that she does not have to finish. And what is even more important is that she knows she can have all foods. So before I get to point number 5, I want to finish number 4. So again, making mindful eating fun and educating them, right? Another thing is creative options for them, right? And educating them on healthy snacks and meals and things like that, and what things provide. So for example, let's just go with, you know, snacks, since I just brought it up. Like, instead of, again, a bowl of chips and salsa, why don't we have them having, you know, making a homemade guacamole, or having a Greek yogurt ranch dip. Maybe even instead of the chips, have them have some carrot chips, right? Having them like the crisscross crinkle, whatever it's called, or making even your own, right? Baked chips and things like that. Let's say they want like a fruit snack, like having a fun little fruit skewer that they can, making little shapes and faces out of it, instead of always having just like gummy bears. And again, I know it's easy and I know it's convenient, but showing them ways that they can have fun with food, but also telling them like, why is this good for you? Like, again, Olivia's 2. I don't know how much she's really comprehending at this point, but like really trying to explain to her, like carrots are really good for your eyes, or the red, like she loves pomegranate seeds, is really good for your blood, and like really good for you to have energy. And again, blueberries, it's antioxidant. Like, I obviously don't tell her they're antioxidants because she could probably pronounce it actually. But again, really trying to educate them. So especially if you have older kids, and really especially those that are in high school, right? Educating them on why protein is important, why eggs and chicken, and, you know, like the whole Popeyes thing, right? Like, gonna make you stronger and give you biceps. Like, again, you'd have to eat a shit ton of spinach in order to get there. But again, educating them on the importance and the beautiful benefits of mindful eating and nutrition. And that leads me to my last, very and most important tip, is really educating and teaching that all foods fit. So when I was bringing up that example with Olivia, she wasn't eating a healthier version of a cookie, right? And so we can talk about, you know, mindful swaps all day, but really embracing that all foods fit. You always want to make it fun and have ways to add nutrition, of course, add protein, add fiber, add healthy fat, add those healthy swaps, right? So maybe instead of Oreos or Girl Scout cookies, you could have, you know, a lower sugar version. You can make your own homemade Samoas. You could get the high key version of it, right? There's always healthier alternatives. Same thing when it comes to cereal. Instead of Lucky Charms, or, you know, something that is just super high in sugar, you have maybe like the Three Wishes version, right? I'm not saying you have to buy your kids like, you know, Magic Spoon and things that are, you know, crazy expensive, but again, ways to have lower sugar, higher protein. You can make homemade granola bars instead of having, you know, the Nature Valley ones that are just literally pure sugar. Like, have things that's just like literally oats, honey, and have, again, make it fun with your kids, right? Homemade muffins. I do it with Olivia all the time. She loves watching the blender. She goes, blend, 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 and like, she noise. And, you know, she sees me making these healthier options instead of just going to Costco and buying them, right? But I also want you to remember
we have to emphasize all foods fit. There are no off-limits foods. So Olivia is having the regular Oreo. She is having the Costco muffin we did when we were in Florida in December over the December break and like the massive, she just loved it. But she also knew when she was satisfied and she stopped eating when she was done. So it's really so important to discuss the importance of, again, that all foods fit. All foods can be a part of a healthy, balanced diet, but when they're consumed mindfully, when they're eaten to the point of satisfaction, when they are paired with things that are going to stabilize your blood sugar, right? So it's just different ways to incorporate some of these treats or different favorite, you know, quote unquote indulgences, right? In a mindful way. And that is going to foster a healthy relationship with all foods. So I hope that these tips support and help you. And again, to do a recap of what they are, find foods or cuisines that the family likes and use the mindful swaps. Number two, get them involved. Number three, make a mindful mealtime ritual. Number four, make mindful eating fun and educate them on the benefits of nutrition. And lastly, and most importantly, number five, all foods always fit. So I hope that this helps you, and I am so excited to give you some more tips and inspiration. And if you're a mama that's like, oh my God, like I can do some of those things. Yes, you can. You can sustainably lose weight while practicing mindful eating with the entire family. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and loved those five tips, because it's something that I have been trying to practice more and more and more. And even now as Olivia's growing up, it's something that Todd is like, we need to sit down as a family, because, you know, she would go to bed a lot earlier than us. And it is so much fun when we sit down as a family and she eats with us. And, you know, her attention span is not very long and all done. And she wants to get up. But I mean, it is so beautiful that she'll sit there and we'll, like, even with my in-laws or my parents, and we'll continue, you know, sitting together. And I'm trying to teach her the importance of us being a family, getting her involved in all of the things. So again, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know from you, again, your homework. I always give you homework. Send me a message on Instagram. And I want you to tell me, what takeaway did you have from today? Or what is something that you're planning on trying, planning on practicing? What questions do you have maybe about one of the five tips? And it's something that I want you to know, it is so possible for you to practice mindful eating for weight loss, where it doesn't have to be separate. Like, you don't have to have a separate meal from your family. You can make it fun. It does take a little bit more conscious planning, but when you practice these five tips, I promise your family will be healthier because of you implementing mindful eating with them. So I am so excited to bring you some more amazing tips when it comes to practicing mindful eating with your family. So let me know how you enjoyed today's episode. If any of it resonated with you, I would love for you to let me know. Share it on Instagram. I love resharing the stories and just knowing what hit home for you. So until next week, I'll see you then. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation just as much as I did. As always, anything mentioned, any links, any notes will all be linked on our website, mindfulnutritionistshow.com. Just head on over there to take a look. And if you haven't connected with me yet personally, I would love to meet you. Come and find me on Instagram at the.mindful.nutritionist, and please DM me. Let me know if you listened to the episode and what you thought. I seriously love hearing from you. Or come to the Mindful Nutritionist Show Facebook page and say hi. I would love to connect with you there. Thanks so much for being here and for being so amazing. I can't wait to chat next time.